Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
The mayor of Rosemont, good morning, Brad Stevens. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bob.
You know what?
How are you?
I'm anxious to talk about Rosemont because at one time it was described as a mud hole that nobody wanted. Now, 70 years later, you've got everything out there, don't you?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on, and I think that we've got to give the proper due to my dad for the foundation that he built back in 1956. And really put the ball on the tee for me when he passed in 2007. And there's a lot going on. We're happy to be celebrating our 70th. We're going to open up a history museum that really talks about all of that.
He was a great character. I loved chatting with your father. Let's talk about what's next for Rosemont. I know you have a lot of exciting plans for the future. What excites you the most?
Well, I think that we're really excited about, launching this history museum that talks about way back from the beginning days of O'Hare Field and the development of Rosemont along the way, the Allstate Arena, which was opened up as the Rosemont Horizon, and just some of the real, down and dirty stories about how we got to where we are today that a lot of people really don't know about.
You've got no shortage of great restaurants. I think all the Chicago favorites are out your way now. How do you decide where to take your lunch meetings? You know what I mean?
Well, it's, you've got to be politically correct and try to spread it around. But you're right. We've got Gibson's and Carmine's and, Fogo de Chao does a phenomenal job. And, everything from Fat Rosie's Mexican and, Moretti's, their pizza is great. So we do have a wide array of restaurants. There's probably close to 100 different options, but it's good for all the people that come to visit Rosemont.
Yeah, and you'll have a lot of folks enjoying your 4th of July music festival as well. Tell us about that.
So we're going to start with our normal Thursday night concert on the 2nd and roll right into the 3rd and the 4th, and then we're going to give people time on the 5th. To be able to recuperate and get back to work on Monday. But, everything from Neil Diamond knockoff to a boy band tribute and a Garth Brooks tribute group. So we're going to really celebrate it up. We do fireworks on all those nights. You can even take in a Chicago Dogs baseball game that weekend as well. So those people that are staying off the highways and, fretting over the cost of gas, there's a place to come in Rosemont.
Yeah, there is. Celebrating anniversary number 70, what would your dad have thought about everything that's been going on in Rosemont the last few years?
Well, that's a real good question. I hope that he's smiling down on what we're doing. Like I said, he built that foundation with the convention center and the arena that really spurred the development of the hotel industry. And we've got more hotel rooms in Rosemont than we have permanent residents. But in this museum that we're developing, there will be an animatronic figure that my 13-year-old son said, "Hey, what about, he was unfortunately not able to meet Grandpa." Mm. But it will move and act and talk just like the Don Stevens of the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Ironically, Bob, there's a segment of First Thing in the Morning with Bob and Allison that will be featured in this museum as well, so you're going to have to stop out.
Oh, yeah, I remember interviewing him on NBC5. Well, I belong in the museum, if you know what I mean. It's the mayor of Rosemont, Brad Stevens. Congratulations on keeping your father's success going in Rosemont. Good job.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Bob, and we'll see you out at the opening in the museum.
It's a deal.
You can
take
sign
care.
Autographs.
All right, you got it.
Thanks, Bob.